Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Jean-Marie Delatrinitre's Apocalypse continues his epic masterwork trilogy. It's the monumental story of Rain, the Superman mystic charged with gathering together the last remnant of mankind and bringing them to safety to the Mountain of God during the final battle between the forces of light and darkness, of good and evil at the end of the world. Jean-Marie is a prodigious poet-novelist who is a beatific mystic, spiritual guide, philosopher, theologian, painter, singer, speaker. He's lived in super-conscious oneness with God since he was 4 years old. In 1964, he was granted the beatific vision in which he saw the Holy Trinity face-to-face while in rapture at Gonzaga Hall, Loyola University, Chicago. In 1969, he achieved emergence into God or spiritual marriage with the Trinity, the highest estate of the mystical life. He pursued graduate work in mystical theology, Buddhism, and Hinduism, and is the founder of the Way of Love, an institute of contemplative prayer. He's written nearly 100 books, including Apocalypse Trinity, Volume 8. Jean-Marie Delatrinitre, our guest on This Week in America. Jean-Marie, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, it's great to be with you, Rick. Thank you so much for having me on.
I've been looking forward to this program and so much to talk about. The problem will be the time will go by way too quickly, but I will try to make the best of it as we can during the program here. We'll give you Jean-Marie's website, all that information throughout the program. Let's talk about this series, Apocalypse. What inspired you to write the book?
Well, it's my own life experience is the source of my inspiration. I'm essentially a man of prayer, and in my prayer life, I have undergone a spiritual awakening, and it's something that I want to share with everyone else. It's like St. Teresa of Avila is famous for saying, I want to say something useful on prayer. Well, I want to do the same thing in the context of the mystical life of human evolvement in consciousness, which to me is the very most important thing for humanity to be aware of now and going forward.
It's why this work is so important. And talk about being a mystic. How long have you been a mystic, and what exactly is a mystic?
Well, thanks be to God, I've been a mystic all of my life, really. I became aware of it myself when I was around 4 years old. And a mystic is simply a person who lives in conscious union with God and awareness of God's presence at all times that is within the soul. Jesus says, the reign of God is within you, meaning that the power of God and God himself lives within our interiority. Too often we look for God outside while actually God is within us. And it is growth into that interior consciousness that is so important for humanity because, in fact, it does define humanity. It tells humanity what it is, what it means to be a fully developed human being, is to be a fully conscious human being. And the only way we can be fully conscious is if we become one with God.
That's why your works are so important. And you do such an excellent job of making these books relatable, readable. We read and we feel better about ourselves after having read your books. I mentioned you have nearly 100 books out there. Talk about why I'm saying nearly 100, because I understand it depends how many books you actually count that towards that total. You've written a number of books, haven't you?
Yes, quite a few. The main body of work is called Trinity, and that's in 30 volumes. But those volumes, each one is not a single book. It is a compilation of books in itself. So that's why I say I've written either one book or around 100 books, depending upon how you look at it. Apocalypse is number 8, volume 8 of the series Trinity. And it's kind of concludes the novel proper of the book. After that, we go into other forms of writing, in the forms of philosophy and theology and a great deal of poetry, an epic poem to end the whole series. So Apocalypse is kind of an epitome of the whole series of books. And of course, I'm writing now, but not to add to Trinity as such, but the works that I'm doing now come out of that same inspiration.
And you will find all of those books at the usual places, all of the books at Amazon.com, also a Sean Marie's website, which is JM Trinite, and that's TRINITE.com. I'll have all those on the website, so you can link on to our website and go directly to Jean Marie's information on all of the books. What is the theme or focus of your book?
Well, the theme is the development of spiritual consciousness. That is its focus. It is developed through the life of Rain, R-A-I-N, who is the main character of the book. And we look at him in his exterior reality as a person in the world, and we also look at him in his interior reality as a man of prayer who is being transformed into God. And this transformation that he's going through gives him a mission in the world to go to humanity that remains. This is at the end of the world. And to bring this remnant of humanity out of the jungle and out of the city that is within the jungle, through the desert, and to the mountain of God. So that's the arc of the story, its external arc. Its internal arc is Rain's own growth as a mystic, as a superconscious human being. Yes.
Talk a little bit about the research that goes into doing a book like Apocalypse, Trinity Volume 8. How much research goes into a project like this?
Oh, I guess you could say the whole of my life is the research.
Yes.
But to pin it down somewhat, my academic background is very important in the writing of the book because it draws heavily upon theology, philosophy, poetry, and mystical experience. And my degrees are in those areas of study. So that's like the research as far as the book learning part of it is concerned, is my academic background. But the main research and the true research is that of prayer itself.
Yes. That's so fascinating. With us on the program is Jean Marie de la Trinite. The book we're talking about is Apocalypse Trinity Volume 8. The book's available at Amazon, at Jean Marie's website, which I'll give you several times during the course of the program. Talk about your writing process. What goes into writing a series like Trinity?
Well, it is it's a life devotion. It's a work of love. I write constantly, really. I write a little bit in the morning, and I write a little bit in the afternoon and a little bit in the evening. So I spread it out throughout the day, and that gives me time to rest in between and have something to eat and even get onto the internet for a little bit during the day for recreation. So the process comes out of prayer itself. I pray. Words come to me, ideas, and I write them down. It's as simple as that.
Are there times when the ideas come to you and maybe you're like ready to take a break and ready to get on the internet, relax a little bit, yet you have this sort of divine inspiration and it's back to writing? Does that happen?
Yes, it happens often. I might want to do something else, and something, and an idea comes to me, and it really is not myself. I don't think that what I have accomplished as a writer is even humanly possible. Certainly not for myself. I don't think that this is my own work. I honestly, truly believe that it. And I experience it as the work of God himself, and that I'm a kind of secretary. So whenever God needs me, then I am on call, and I have to go immediately to what my writing task is going to be.
We're talking about Jean Marie's Apocalypse, Trinity, Volume 8. Talk about the theme of Apocalypse. How was this developed?
Well, again, it's developed through Rain's activity in the world, Rain being the main character, his activity going to get these people who are remaining individuals after the war, well, during the war of the apocalypse. So that's the outward development. He has to go into the jungle and into the city to find these people and to bring them across the desert to the mountain of God, but he can only accomplish this because he himself is an awakened, spiritually awakened being who has contact with the divine, which is leading him to do this mission, which is to bring the remaining remnant of humanity to the mountain of God. Now, to do this, they have to go through a desert which separates where these people are to where they have to go, and so the whole trek across the desert, which we see Rain himself taking as an individual, guided by a spiritual guide, so that the trek across the desert is a metaphor for the way of the mystical life and what is involved in that, which is a very serious and a very profound purgation and purification of the self. So he goes out onto the desert, which we think of as a naked place without vegetation and essentially without water, hot in the daytime, cold at night. So extremes of temperature and extremes of desolation. And this is essentially an essential part of the mystical life. The mystical life has two black nights in it, which are really kind of, they're deserts of the spirit. There's the black night of the senses, in which the person becomes purified of all appreciation of sense and imaginative knowledge. The other one is a spiritual purgation, which is a purification of the intellect, the will, and the memory, so that all of this is cleared of any concepts of God and of any appreciation for anything that exists in the world. And this is necessary in order that the soul become emptied, become a desert, as it were, as Rain is crossing the desert. So the soul must become a desert itself also. Yes. In order to be filled. It is not left empty. It is emptied in order to be filled. And what it is filled with is the light of God.
I am so fascinated by your writing process. Basically, your day is writing. It just depends on when you go into the writing mode. What is your writing method or style? How would you describe that?
Well, it's essentially stream of consciousness. That's an important writing style of the 20th century, which you find in James Joyce, for instance, and other very important writers. But I find it's like a natural course of writing for me. It discusses what is happening interiorly, inside the person, and the interior consciousness of the character drives the story. As we understand what what the interior aspect of that person is, how he or she is feeling, what they are thinking about, what their intention is from moment to moment, then the story develops that way. So there's an interior movement at which defines an exterior arc of the story.
With us on This Week in America is Jean-Marie de la Trinité. His Apocalypse series continues, the epic masterwork Trinity, and that's what we're talking about on the program today. I'll give you the website information here in a few minutes as time goes by too quickly. Why would you feel this book is so important? Why you would encourage people to read this, because it could be life-changing for people? Why is it so important?
Well, I'm glad you asked. That's really a great question. I think it's important essentially because what we are as human persons is essentially consciousness. And our development, our evolution as human beings, as human persons, is in the form of consciousness. I think that the physical development that humanity has reached at this stage of its growth is set. This is probably what we are going to be physically. But what we can be consciously and spiritually is undefined. And it's undefined because its possibilities are limitless. We're talking about really, truly infinite possibilities. But so the continuing evolution of humanity, which we must take seriously if we are to grow as human beings and to bring the planet itself to what it should be, all of this is involved in our understanding of ourselves as spiritual beings who are on a spiritual journey, a journey toward oneness with God. And that's the evolutionary process for humanity right now. In fact, in my belief, the whole reason for human existence from the beginning to the end is for us to develop as superconscious beings. And in that sense, we become gods. We're in the process of becoming deified. See, the kingdom, I said before, the kingdom of God is within you. Well, that's not just a stagnant presence. That is an active reality that is moving the soul forward in perfection. And the whole process of our life should be the development of the perfection of consciousness.
Your work helps guide us in that direction. This specifically is Apocalypse Trinity Volume 8 by our guest on the program, Jean-Marie de la Trinité. A couple minutes left. I'm thinking of this as, who is the audience for a book? You write a book, you've got a target audience out there, and you talk about humanity. I'm thinking this book is for everybody, isn't it?
Yes, I would say so. Thanks be to God. It's well written. It's beautifully written. This is what I get from people who read it. And the reviews have been really spectacular. And I'm humbled and most appreciative for the wonderful reviews that the book has received both from individuals and professional reviewers. But the book is aimed toward anyone who feels themselves drawn to the spiritual life. And this is an important aspect of our lives today. There, anywhere on the internet, on YouTube, for instance, you can find discussions about the spiritual life, about prayer, about consciousness. And it's like a kind of a booming psychological and spiritual industry that's yes. happening at the very moment that as we speak, and I'm certain that there are any number of people out there who want to have something in hand that they can read at their leisure that will help them along the way.
Well, and this will be what you want to have in your library, to have accessible. If you go to the website, you'll find information not only on Apocalypse, but all of the books. Give us the best place to find. You've got a very impressive website. Tell us about the web address and then who helped you design this, because it really looks, it's very striking and it's very easy to navigate, which isn't always the case with websites.
It's a beautiful website. It really is. I was so impressed when I first saw it and saw how it was being developed, and then the final product was, it's just magnificent. And that's all due to Strat Advertising. And the people at Strat are just, they're wonderful. They're complete professionals, very easy to work with. And they gave me a website that I can truly point to and say, this is me, this is Jean-Marie. This is my website. So anyone who's interested in building a website, go to talk with online to Strat Advertising.
And if you want to see how a website should be designed, a whole number of factors, elements going into it, go to Jean-Marie's website, which is jmtrinite.com. That'll be listed on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, so you can get there. You'll find information on his books, of course, at Amazon as well. To get the full flavor of Jean-Marie and all of his work, you should go to the website, which is jmtrinite.com. Our guest on the program, talking about his latest Apocalypse Trinity Volume 8, has been Jean-Marie de la Trinité. Jean-Marie, it's been a pleasure. The time has gone by way too quickly. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program. Fascinating conversation. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. I do appreciate it. Thank you so much.
It has been our pleasure. And once again, information on Apocalypse Trinity Volume 8, available at Jean-Marie's website, jmtrinite.com, or Amazon. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.